Well, let's check in with Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd, downtown at the Philadelphia Convention Center, where Democrats have been gathering all week in caucus meetings. Yes, there's actually a lot of work that gets done at conventions. And one of the more high-profile meetings today, the Women's Caucus. Peter, what are people talking about there? What was on the agenda?
Well, it's a pretty festive day here downtown. This is day four of the convention. It's the final day at this Women's Caucus. Obviously, a lot of people down here are really looking forward to this evening when the first woman of a major political party will accept the nomination for president. So really good feelings for the people at this event today. I caught up with a woman named Chanel Butler. She's just 22 years old. She's from Philly, and she was describing how all week is so important to her. Let's listen to some of that conversation.
The other night when Clinton appeared via video conference at the convention, she said, for young women watching, and maybe a young woman like yourself, you might be next. Was that inspiring?
It was really inspiring. I was actually there. I'm actually one of the volunteers for the floor operations in the convention. Seeing it in person and seeing her yesterday coming out with Barack, it was magical. You don't really understand something until you're actually in the environment. You feel the energy, and it makes you more connected to it. And it makes me feel like I can do more than you know, what people are imposing on me.
And Robin, there were chants this morning, when Democrats win, when women vote. That was the message at this caucus.
And high-profile names. Tell us more about who was in the room.
Really high-profile names. Shonda Rhimes, the TV producer and writer, was there. Deborah Messing, the actress from Will and Grace. Lily Ledbetter, people know her as an advocate for equal pay rights. But also Cecile Richards, the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood, who gave a rousing speech to the crowd and had no kind words for Donald Trump.
He wants to punish women who have had abortions. And, of course, he has said that pregnancy is an inconvenience for employers. So, as I'm going to say now every single day this fall, Mr. Trump, women are going to be a lot more than an inconvenience. We're going to be the reason you are not elected president of the United States.
Ms. Richards there, of course, the daughter of Ann Richards of Texas, yeah. So continuing some of her mom's tradition of, you know, being, you know, sort of the firebrand. But, Peter, we have to note, according to a Wall Street Journal poll, Hillary Clinton is still struggling with female voters.
I think that's very important to point out. These are some of Hillary Clinton's biggest fans here at this convention in Philadelphia right now, but especially white middle-aged women surprisingly don't go for Hillary Clinton. And so that's something that she's going to really have to focus on going into November, is trying to bring those voters into the fold. She does very well with young voters, young women, millennials, and she also does very well with older women. But it's that center middle-aged demographic there that she's going to have to do a little bit better with.
And, of course, Republicans would say, well, that's not surprising at all. And they would list the reasons that, you know, women might not be comfortable around Hillary Clinton. But remind us, she's going to be speaking tonight. In terms of the Democratic platform, what are the biggest issues this election for the female voters that you're speaking with?
Right, a lot of talk about pay equity today, a lot of talk about access to affordable child care, sick pay and leave policies at work, and also especially focusing on these issues for women of color and minorities, because the people here say that that group in particular really struggles in America on those issues. So that's what they'll be looking for from Hillary Clinton tonight.
Our Peter O'Dowd at the Philadelphia Convention Center, where there's tons of caucuses going on. There's a farmers' caucus. There's just a lot going on down there. And, Peter, we have to just go see who's warming up here. So thank you.
Take care.
It's Here and Now.